Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My main focus was I want to be healthy. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to get a cold. I don't want to get the flu. I was just trying to make sure that I can get up each day and not go, oh, my gosh, I feel like crap. I don't even want to get out of bed. I wanted to be like, all right, let's go. And I feel like I've accomplished that. I got the energy that I need, and I don't get sick, and it's good. So I'm attributing that to the balance of nature. And it's like, wow, man, this is great.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Lines are open now.
Hey, everybody, just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up, and he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things, and let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure to put the code word KATE in. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son. And I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
American Socialist
Song.
What side are you on?
You
know, there's so much to learn from history. I sure hope we are. I sure hope we are exposing our kids to a lot more in history. It's like yesterday when I read the doctor's, I was going to say press release, but back in the 1850s, it was just he put out a publication about a cure for smallpox. And he said, this is the cure. And he said, when the people tried to study it, when other researchers tried to study it, they weren't having the same effect he was, until he finally realized that he was using the fresh root, and they, from this plant, the northern purple pitcher plant, and they were using more of the dried version that I talked about yesterday. And he said, you have to use the fresh plant. And by the way, you can actually look that up. There's a lot of homeopathic stores that sell that tincture that you can take. I think it's 2 to 20 drops you take. And the doctor that wrote about this in the 1850s said it can cure all kinds of things. Typhoid, measles, it can cure smallpox. And if you look today, it says there's no smallpox cure except for the vaccine. It's the only one. They don't mention anything else. And so going back into history, if we're inclined to do some research, we might find some interesting treasures. There are things that people have discovered, and things that people have discovered about government, and we know what works and what doesn't. When they have to honestly give a slogan out to corral you, to get you on board, whatever they're trying to sell, do we not see that as a manipulation? The founders never, ever, ever had a slogan, ever. It was not about engineering a slogan, but every communist country has had a slogan. Every communist country has had a slogan. Do you know what's interesting too? A lot of people will say, Oh, well, I wish we had that feeling again we had at 9/11. Remember that feeling? We want that. Can we get united? United in what? Depends on what. United in thought is where all the governments would like us. United in ideology is where all the governments want us. Do you know what we were united on in 9/11 that everybody thinks they remember so fondly? That was caring for each other. That was just care for each other, right? You cared about the people that died. You cared about what had just happened. Okay? That was the feeling we had right after that. First it was shock and awe, and then it was this feeling kicked in of love for each other, of just mankind's love for, you know, we care about each other, what happens to each other's families. But ideology, the uniting of ideology, something very different. And so communist countries and socialist countries have to have a slogan so they have a way to lead the people through manipulation. So if your governor has a slogan like mine does, you're in trouble. If a president has a slogan, we're in trouble. Doesn't matter what president, we're in trouble, because that's more of the marketing approach to getting you to form the same ideology and don't ask questions and basically kind of beat you into submission on, see, we're all in this together, so don't have a unique thought in your head. It isn't just about loving and caring for each other. We don't need a slogan for that. We never needed a slogan, right? I just think it's important to remember that. And as I'm studying and researching and I'm finding some of these gems from history, I think that it's important to remember that there have been so many people in the place that we stand right now that have not only developed things that still work now that worked then. The Native Americans used that same plant to cure a lot of stuff that we think a vaccine is only good for. We've been trained to think a vaccine is the only place for that. No wonder they got rid of this documentation for the Northern Purple Pitcher plant. No wonder they did. It couldn't have competed with the vaccines that they wanted to bring in, right? If you develop public health and you're Johns Hopkins, well, you have a job to do and you got to have a job to do. You don't have a job to do if everybody's getting cured. Right now, the only job you have is if somebody lets out a virus or pretends there's a virus. It's the only thing that employs you. Other than that, you could just put a sign on the front door that says, wash your hands, and not even show up to work. Am I right? That's what's so sad right now about the whole invention of public health. The doctors can handle public health. We don't need a public health that invented authority for itself. So we're in a situation where every single time history repeats itself, and now we're back in this cycle trying to learn the same lessons that these guys were learning as well. We're back with the same dilemmas. And the problem is that now we're in a boatload of disinformation. In fact, don't believe anything you see anymore. The FBI came out and told us that in March. Don't believe anything you see over the next 2 years. Do you know what they said? They said there's going to be a lot of disinformation and a lot of fake video. Lots of fake video. So much fake video of people doing things that you're never going to comprehend unless you're seriously glaring at those videos and looking for fuzzy edges. You're not going to find what people have put in these videos. There's going to be people that suddenly announce things or a change or get caught doing something, and it won't be true. It won't be true. Don't always believe your eyes, because they have a way to fool you now, and they actually come out and admit it. So it's not like they're not admitting it, and I'm just, you know, perusing around my head for a thought here. They actually admit it. They actually come out and say it. So I look back in history and I think, what else can we learn? What can we learn about health? What can we learn about our world? What can we learn about political ideology? You know, where do we stand? It's funny that I get called extreme a lot. I always laugh about that. You mean extreme because I'm calling out the dirty deeds that government's doing? When government doesn't like you, they call you extreme. So the politicians that call me extreme, they're afraid of what I'm saying about them. The ones that are doing it right will usually applaud what I'm saying. It's interesting, isn't it? If I stick to just the principles, right? Kind of interesting. Just wanted to point that out. But I did, as far as this goes, as far as this conversation goes about communist slogans and themes, it's really disturbing what we've devolved into as far as communist themes, you know, and what we're willing to accept. That is the strangest thing. When they said basically they were using these themes like people in party are undivided, glory to Soviet science, glory to space, workers of the world unite, all of these things. You know, a free people doesn't have to do any of that. They don't have to use the environment. They don't have to use science. They don't have to use space. They don't have to use those things to manipulate them to get what they want out of the people, to get the people to believe in it. Because if the things are good, the people will believe in them anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
I'm from Florida.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. I got a slogan for you.
Okay.
Florida is now known as the Gunshine State.
The Gunshine State. Tell us what happened. I haven't checked out Chris Ann's video yet. What happened down there?
Well, it's just a slogan people throw around.
The Gunshine.
There's over 2.1 million concealed carry permit holders
That's
in our state.
That's awesome.
So good luck with that, commies. also, I was going to tell you, those people that want to go to, you know, basically 90% white Colorado and establish their little colony. You know, I'm from the South, so I've got a list of cities. If they want to go get their black on and get their street cred, that they can go straight there.
Okay.
So that's all I got.
I love it. Thank you. Oh, gosh. That was funny. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks
sure.
for bringing to light these slogans and such.
Yeah. You bet.
The underlying idea with these is this idea of groupthink,
yeah,
which is found in the principle of doing things for the greater good,
yeah,
which is a false principle. But the problem is, as I've seen, I think we've seen, especially with this pandemic, is a lot of people that are of good intention get caught up in it,
yeah,
thinking they're doing good by sacrificing for the greater good. Not realizing that it's a false principle and it's a false application of law.
And not only that, they go full bore. So if the CDC says one mask, they go, I'm going to be a super citizen and I'm going to wear five masks.
Some people that are overachievers, certainly. But the average person, I think, gets seduced by that concept. It's something that has to be aware of. Anyway, one of the things I want to also point out, too, is I think it's important to be aware of the present slogan of the Great Reset, which is "Build Back Better."
Yeah, yeah.
That's the present slogan that these same people are passing on us.
Right.
And
right.
In contrast to slogans, I think apparently I agree with you. Free people have slogans, but they do have mottos, which I think is a different thing.
I don't know if they need it.
God, we trust.
I honestly don't know if they need it. I think a free people will go to work. They'll do the things necessary. They don't need to be enticed by a manipulative slogan to do it. And so usually the people that want the slogan, it's because they don't want to say, I want to control you. So what do? They slap on a slogan so it sounds better.
Yeah, but we do have a motto, though, which is "In God we trust."
Right.
That's a statement of our core being, not as us, something to seduce us, trying to get something or trying to manipulate us. So I think there's an important delineation to be made there.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yes, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Kate, for all you do.
You betcha. Thank you. Really appreciate that. In fact, here's one for you. Afghanistan, celebrating 25 years of civil war. Argentina, where everyone has a chance to be president, literally. Australia, 9 out of 10 of the most venomous snakes in the world can't be wrong. Belgium, at least we're not as bad as France. Bosnia, the official entrance to hell since 1991. Sorry. The official entrance to hell since 1991. Canada, we needed a slogan, eh? So Joe thought this one up. Canada, it's not just moose and bad beer. We've got trees. And now vaccine passports. Communism or China. Communism is the best. Don't believe us? We'll run over you with a tank. Cuba. Not all of us have defected yet. Colombia. And you think coffee is our biggest export to the USA? France. No, really. We surrender. Yes, take our women. Iceland. Oh, don't mind us. We do nothing at all. Mexico. Reclaiming the southwestern United States one border jump at a time. By the way, if anybody watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, I want to end with this note. If you didn't, there's a great lesson to be learned from the winner, Medina Spirit. Medina Spirit was born to a dam who was unable to produce milk for him initially. Less than a year after he was he was sold for a minimum of just $1,000, meaning he only received a single bid, $1,000, at the Ocala Breeders' Sale. He eventually ended up with Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Not with Bob, but his assistant, Mike Marlowe, second man up. Medina Spirit, the horse that just won, kept surprising his connections there by outworking the most expensive colts that Baffert's stable is known to attract. He had heart. Saturday, Medina Spirit proved that hard work, discipline, and application of God-given gifts produce a winner. It doesn't matter that Medina Spirit wasn't as big as the other horses, wasn't the perfect color, wasn't as expensive, and didn't come from Kentucky. He showed up at the race, not knowing how little he cost, gave his all in heart and body, and won the Kentucky Derby. So if a horse can do it, we can too. No matter what's stacked against you today, it doesn't matter. You'll get through it, and you might even come out a winner anyway. Have a little faith. We need faith over fear. Fear is getting us. Demonstrate more faith. Don't walk around so scared all the time. It's annoying. Love Medina Spirit. Great story. See you guys tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com. And if I can play the right music, that'll be a gift today. Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And we got a full show tomorrow. And then Dean Sessions from Universal Model and Chris Ann Hall on Thursday. Two great shows coming up. See you guys tomorrow.